AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. As the families of four Marines and a sailor shot to death in Chattanooga grieve their losses, the family of the man authorities say killed them 3 days ago is offering sympathy, condolences, and prayers. In a statement, Mohammed Yusuf Abdulaziz's family says he suffered from depression and that his actions were not the actions of the son they knew. A 24-year-old was killed by police after firing a number of rounds at recruiting center as well as a military facility. Counterterrorism expert Michael Leiter tells NBC's Meet the Press that he may have suffered mental problems, but somehow someone inspired him to attack the military.
What is actually most frightening, I think, to officials is how little of a trail there was before. 72 hours later, and we still don't see anything. And that suggests a speed and rapidity of radicalization for this individual, which is very, very concerning because it makes finding the next one that much more difficult.
GOP presidential candidate and real estate mogul Donald Trump drew boos and angry responses when he said this about Senator John McCain during a candidates' forum in Iowa yesterday.
He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured, okay?
South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham later telling the crowd the early primary state voters will eventually decide Trump's political future.
Here's what I think they're going to say. Donald Trump, you're fired.
Four women leaving a bachelorette party on New York's Long Island are dead in a car crash.
The women were in a limousine leaving a winery on the North Fork of Long Island. The fun ended when their vehicle was making a U-turn at an intersection and was hit by a pickup truck. Photos on Newsday's website show the truck slammed into the side of the limo. The police chief in Southold says that driver ran from the crash scene but was caught and arrested.
That's the AP's Jackie Quinn. This is AP Radio News. A toasty Sunday for much of the eastern part of the nation.
Very warm temperatures, well into the 90s across much of the region, along with very high humidities.
National Weather Service meteorologist Bruce Sullivan. Heat advisories and warnings are up from the deep south to New England. The same low-pressure system bringing the heat to the east is bringing rare summer rain to the southwest and southern California.
We did see some parts of southern California receive over 1 to 2 inches of rain. Same thing across parts of Arizona. You're lucky to see any more than a hundredth or a couple hundredths for any given day during the summer.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter is on his way to Israel to continue talks that began a month ago on finding ways to broaden security cooperation to include cyber defense and maritime security. Carter also has plans to later meet with officials in Jordan and Saudi Arabia. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.